Hello, today the church celebrates Thursday of the seventh week of Easter, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 17, verses 20 to 26. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, "I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you love them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Remain in my love." In today's gospel passage, Jesus implores his disciples of every generation to be united with God and with one another. Just as the Father's love for Jesus is unwavering, so Jesus' love for us is unwavering. What is asked of us is to remain in his love. Even those who were fortunate to be with him at the Last Supper failed in remaining in communion with him through his passion and death. With the exception of the beloved disciple, all of them abandoned him. So it's no small detail that the first question that the risen Jesus asked Peter was, "Do you love me?" giving Peter the opportunity to return to Jesus' love, coming back into communion with him. Let us pray that our communion with the Lord may be strong and constant in every moment of our lives.